VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is denouncing a new allegation of sexual misconduct against High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Meantime, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has scheduled a public hearing for Thursday on another sexual assault allegation. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senate Judiciary Committee staff are assuring Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys that they'll do everything they can to provide a safe, comfortable, and dignified forum for her to testify about what she says was a sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were both teenagers in the 1980s. But in an email exchange obtained by the Associated Press, a counsel for committee chairman Chuck Grassley writes that the committee will decide who testifies, in what order, and how they will be questioned. And those terms are non-negotiable. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Maldives opposition leader Ibrahim Mohamed Soleh says he won Sunday's presidential election against incumbent Abdullah Yameen. VOA asked Australian National University senior research fellow David Brewster if the win for Soleh is significant.
Yes, it's an absolutely remarkable result, and I don't think I've seen anyone predicting it. It was assumed, I think, by everyone watching the election that it was going to be a rigged election, and that would have been very much consistent with Yameen's past practice.
Ahead of the voting, Human Rights Watch urged foreign governments to press the Maldives to uphold democratic rights. President Trump has met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who is among a number of world leaders gathering for the 73rd United Nations General Assembly session. The two likely spoke about the situation in the Korean Peninsula. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Monday a Taliban prisoner has killed at least 8 policemen, including 3 senior officers, after covertly seizing an assault rifle from a guard at the detention facility. This is VOA News. Iran is ready to confront the United States and its Gulf Arab allies. That was the message from the President Hassan Rouhani the day after an attack on an Iranian military parade in which 25 people were killed, including 12 members of the elite Revolutionary Guard. The president speaking here through an interpreter.
The victims fell as innocent martyrs. Undoubtedly, the Islamic Republic of Iran does not overlook this crime. It is clear to us which group they belong to and where they are linked. Those who repeat claims of human rights must be held accountable.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News Sunday.
When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic. And I wish Zarif would focus on keeping his own people secure.
On Saturday, gunmen opened fire in the city of Ahvaz, targeting a viewing stand where officials had gathered to watch an annual event marking the start of Iran's 1980s war with Iraq. A Swiss shipping company says the bulk carrier has been attacked by pirates off Nigeria's coast, and 12 of its 19 crew members were kidnapped. The Geneva-based company added that after destroying much of the ship's communications equipment, the gang departed with crew members. They are working for the speedy and safe release of the captured crew. Thousands of residents remain on edge along the southeastern coast of the U.S., where they were told they may need to leave their homes because rivers are still rising more than a week after Hurricane Florence slammed into the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The storm itself is gone, but its treacherous flood waters remain. If you live in southeastern North Carolina, don't let your guard down. Stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders.
More than 40 people died when Florence came on shore a week ago. Millions were initially evacuated. In Washington, Congress is starting to consider almost $1.7 billion in new money to aid recovery efforts from Florida. Turning to sports, pro golfer Tiger Woods has something to celebrate after ending his victory drought. AP's Graeme Agars reports.
Tiger Woods has put an exclamation mark on his comeback season, claiming a two-shot victory at the Tour Championship. Woods posted a final round 71 to finish at 11 under, 2 clear of Billy Horschel. The win was his first since August of 2013 and completed a remarkable comeback from injury and the golfing wilderness.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. VOA.